Hello, this is Mark Steiner.
And this is Leah Gilmore.
The incomparable Leah Gilmore is in the house on this Christmas Eve.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Cultural editor for the Center for Emerging Media on our show together when we co-host. Gospel blues star, recording artist, social activist. Christmas Eve.
Oh, no. And also, that's my wedding anniversary, Christmas Eve.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 29 years.
Get out.
Yeah, and I'm only 30, so it was kind of miraculous.
It must have been illegal when you got married then.
Maybe not in some states. I'm not sure. Now, it's so great to be here with you, Mark, again, celebrating another Christmas.
Yes, it is.
And Hanukkah and
Solstice. And Kwanzaa.
That's right.
And New Year's around the corner.
That's, can you believe it? We just said Happy New Year. It keeps coming and running up on us.
2013 is sneaking right up.
Mm. You know what we're listening to?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah Chorus.
And who is singing this?
It's an adaptation of Handel's
Hallelujah.
Your Messiah.
Uh-oh, Messiah.
Right, and then the Hallelujah Chorus. And it's called The Soulful Christmas. And it's Quincy Jones. So he's made all this.
Yes.
The CD's amazing.
Yes.
That's absolutely amazing. One day we have to just sit down and do a whole show on the CD.
Yes, it's amazing.
You know, it is great. But it's Quincy Jones. He's a genius. You know?
Well, Merry Christmas, Leah.
Merry Christmas, Mark.
Merry Christmas to all you out there.
Oh, yeah.
Part of our holiday gift every year to everybody when we do our special week-long series of songs and conversations to share with everybody.
Right. I'm still baking cookies.
I bet you are.
I am.
I know there'll be greens cooking.
Oh, yeah. But this year we use healthy stuff.
No. All right.
Instead of ham hocks, you know,
what
we use smoked turkey.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So... still tastes good.
Black eyed peas?
That's for New Year's.
That's right.
Yeah.
Greens and black eyed peas.
That's right. And the greens represent money and the coins for the black eyed peas. I can't ever get any black eyed peas, you know, the day before New Year's in the market. So I'm thinking maybe this has come outside of the African American culture.
Everybody likes black eyed peas.
I do. I did when I was a kid. I thought they were looking back at me.
I know.
That's what my son says.
My
these things are looking at me. I can't eat this.
So do you want to play some more of this? Or you got something else you want to?
Well, we've got some great Christmas music, so I think we should just move on ahead so we can share as much as we can with everyone. I mean, just imagine we're sitting around a fireplace. Opening gifts,
yes.
Listening to Christmas music. Christmas is my absolute favorite time of the year.
Is it?
This holiday season. And I wish we could have this feeling throughout the year, you know, where humanity actually seems to be a little bit kinder, you know, a little bit more loving.
We can use some of that this year.
You know, oh my goodness gracious. This has been a year, and we continue to pray for all of those who have had a dynamically difficult year. In so many ways, those in poverty, those who have lost people senselessly to violence. You know, I send my prayers and my thoughts that the Creator will wrap his or her arms around them and give them grace and peace. And this is a time of grace and peace. So we celebrate life, you know, but we also remember those who maybe lives were cut a little too short.
What happened in Newtown, Connecticut, Aurora, Colorado.
My God.
It's more than over 200 deaths in the city of Baltimore, 100 homeless people dying in the streets of Baltimore.
That's right.
All the people we've remembered on this show in the last week.
That's right. That's right. And for me, I think, as you know, as you have, we have dedicated our lives to advocating for people who can't advocate for themselves. Through our works and through our music and through just galvanizing and educating people that this does exist. You know, poverty is something that's not only in Africa.
Right.
Poverty is around your corner. Even in your middle class, upper middle class neighborhoods, there are people going to food kitchens.
Right.
I mean, this is a new time, a new day. So we must look out for each other, regardless of if that other looks like you, sounds like you, believes like you. You know, humanity is an amazing thing. You know, we have so much more in common than we do in different.
I agree completely. That's something we have to remember and bring to everybody around us. And that
right.
This divide is so artificial sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And it's created even more so when we add, you know, the political maelstrom within it. And,
yes.
You know, it is exceptionally unfortunate that we think that we have to be so incredibly divisive and ideological in order to get our way, when our way should be caring about each other, doing what's right for each other. No one, no American in the richest state and the richest country in the world should be wondering how they're going to get health care when they're ill. No, none of us should be wondering how we're going to pay for our medicine. Next Christmas Eve, we'll be saying hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Because things will be different.
And so tell me what we have in store for us. You have a bevy of Christmas Eve music for
us. Oh, yeah. You know, I am, as I said, Mark, for the last gazillion years that we've been doing this together, I'm a Christmas fanatic, so I've got some blues.
What you got next?
And gospel.
Ooh. Of course
and
you do.
Yes, of course I do, in soul, you know. And what's coming up next is my man, John Lee Hooker.
Oh, I love some John Lee Hooker.
Me too.
There's so much John Lee Hooker. What is this?
Blues for Christmas.
That's an old recording. You hear that snap, crackle, and pop
old
on that record.
You know what? I missed that. I love it. I was thinking with the next recording I do, I'm going to add it. Just that crackle and pop to it. Nothing. No one's like John Lee Hooker. You know?
He
played
a few chords
and made him amazing.
And he just came back and he became such a hit that everybody and their mother recorded with him. These great duets with John Lee Hooker before he passed away.
Yeah, we were lucky to have him for quite a long time. You know, the first time I saw him, which was so weird, was I was into Prince. I wasn't into the blues yet. Now, you know, I'm a blues fanatic.
Yes, you are.
And
a blues singer.
And a blues singer. I saw him on the Blues Brothers. And I saw, who is this man?
Yes.
You know, my mother said, that's John Lee Hooker.
Your mother knew.
I thought it was just some guy they had cast. You know, I was very young.
The first time I saw him, I'm showing my age now, but I saw him in 1963 at the Newport Blues Festival.
Did you go to that?
I went to, from 63, yeah, from 63 until like 67, I went to him all the time.
Then you saw everyone.
Everyone. Everyone.
Oh, my God.
Every summer.
I was born in 65.
I know, baby. I would have taken you with me.
I could have been a little infant.
You could have been a little infant. It's so wild.
It is so wild. I'm not even going to go there. Yeah, but the Newport, man, those festivals are just.
Everybody was there.
Everyone was there. You know, from Clara Ward to Muddy Waters.
Right.
And we still have great recordings. Some of our best recordings. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Some of the best recordings now that we have of the old school folks, you know, still being live from there.
I have the entire collection.
So jealous.
Yes.
Well, you tell Valerie I may be over. I'll just plant myself on your couch.
Well, anytime. The door is open.
So next, we have a young lady who I really adore. She is, I don't think she can be categorized. I mean, jazz, soul. She sings R&B. And she was a huge star in the 80s and 90s. She disappeared for a while, and now she's back. We have the amazing Anita Baker singing I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree for me, baby. Ooh, Christmas Eve will find me.
Baker. Classic.
Oh, man. Not only is that such a great song, she took it and made it her own. You know, I can still hear Anita Baker as a teenager, you know, thinking, man, what if I could sing like that?
And now you do.
I was determined, Mark Steiner.
And you did it.
I did it.
You did it. You're performing in France next fall, right?
Next fall, yep. And I'm going back to Siberia.
I know. Every time you say that, I know
weird,
it's great, but it makes
it?
Me smile. Siberia.
A little black woman in Siberia. I mean, people stop on the streets
and they
just turn around and they run to get cameras and take pictures with me. They're very nice. It's not that I'm a superstar. It's like I'm real.
You are a superstar.
No, it's really great to be able to bring African American roots music around the world, you know, and wrap it in peace and justice. I feel so honored, you know. I mean, God has really blessed me. Really. You know, I was sitting in my office at the ACLU when we met, you know, and no way on earth did probably either one of us know I would be doing this. So I'm blessed.
And so are we.
Yeah, thank you. Well, next.
Yes, on our Christmas Eve special.
Speaking of being blessed, I, you know, so egotistically wanted to share a great song I did with one of my favorite musicians, Eric Berg.
Oh, you and Eric work really well together.
Oh, he's such a brilliant musician, and he's right here in Maryland. He's one of the jazz gospel pianists. I mean, he was noted by the State Department, the U.S. State Department, as one of the jazz ambassadors. And he's traveled around, yeah, all around South America as a jazz ambassador for the U.S. State Department. So the next song you hear will be him and I singing Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, I love this. You played for this. You've done this before with us. I love this.
Yeah.
Got to hear this. Leah
Thank
Gilmore.
You.
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you
so
dropped in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace.
So
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Or maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Now it's cold outside.
Hey, say what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are
how
like
to break
right
this
now.
Spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 no,
mind
no, no,
sir.
At least I'm say I try.
What's the sense of hurting?
I really mind? Can't stay.
Baby, don't hold.
Oh,
on.
But it's cold outside. Listen, Eric, I simply must go.
Now, Leah, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Leah, I'm telling you, it's cold outside, girl.
This welcome has been so nice and warm.
Look out that window at that storm.
You know my sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
My brother, he'll be at the door.
Waves on a tropical
my
shore.
Aunt, man, her mind is
your
vicious.
Lips still are delicious.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Never such a blizzard before.
Now I've got to go home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, baby, can you lend me your comb?
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I thrill when you touch
but
my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
Bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least it's gonna be implied.
If you're caught a cold and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old
but it's cold.
birthday, baby.
I was kind of hoping you'd say that.
Leah.
That was so much fun. Yeah, doing that with Eric was just so much fun. And he's such great musicians.
What a sweet voice you have.
Oh, thanks. It can be low down, too, now.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. That was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm like a vocal chameleon. Mm-hmm. I think we all have to be, we singers, you know.
You do?
Yeah, you really beautiful. Do.
And I was going to, if you hadn't picked that, I was going to ask you to pick something that you had done.
Oh, that's so
you
sweet.
And Eric are just amazing.
Yeah, he's my sweetheart. Well, the next song that we have is really special to me. You know, Stevie Wonder is kind of the man.
Yes.
You know, he's the man. And it's Someday at Christmas. And I always think, do people really listen to the lyrics to this song? It's so appropriate when it was written, and it's so appropriate for now. And one thing he says is, someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war. When we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth,
doesn't he say it all there?
He does. He does. He does.
Oh, my God.
God, that voice. He was. That's an old recording, isn't it?
Yeah, because his voice is pretty young. I wish I knew what year it was.
It's got to be
early. 70s, maybe?
Maybe, at the latest.
Yeah, because he sounds like a kid. he was little Stevie Wonder for a while.
Well, Fingertips was he was 12 years old.
Yeah, he was very, very young. You remember that, Mark?
I remember. I was about that same age.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe 13 or something. I don't know.
Well, I just can't get over it. You know what's so amazing is because age seems so interesting with us because there seems like no division whatsoever.
Right.
Because we've been friends for so long.
Almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years. That's right. you know, and God, again, it must have been one. Okay.
You were. It was a child wonder could speak out of the cradle.
I was about 26, though.
You were?
I was probably about 25, 26 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I can't even believe I was 25 or 26. I mean, that doesn't even ring any bells, all right?
I won't even go where I was at 25 or 26. It is
well,
Christmas after all.
I was good. Nice and married and with mother. And now I'm 47 and very proud of it. We should be. Every day above this ground is a day we should be proud of. So next we have, what a segue that was, you know.
Yes, wait, so before we go to the next one,
yeah,
we'll come back to her. We have to take a short break.
Oh.
And come right back.
I could do that.
Can we do that?
Yes.
Leah Gilmore is here.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. It's New Year's Eve. Don't go away.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas songs ever. Joy to the world.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not in the house. Leah Gilmore's in the house.
No, Leah Gilmore's in the house.
And
Mariah Carey's on the record.
It's Christmas Eve. Because Leah is one of our great performers here and around the world, blues and gospel, a recording star and artist right here at Center for Emerging Media. She's our cultural editor, social activist, fought for that, helped create the organization of
African Americans for marriage equality.
Well, right.
That's right. And now marriage equality is the law of Maryland.
And to go to some weddings in January.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I was thinking about getting ordained on the internet so I could perform.
You should do it. That's what I did.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, even though I'm married to a way ordained somebody.
Baptist minister.
Yeah. Who supports marriage equality.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So a shout out to David. Hi, David. Yeah, but I love Christmas Eve. It's a wonderful time again, my wedding anniversary. And just a great...
You got married on Christmas Eve?
I got married on Christmas Eve. So when I was younger, because the kids are much younger, my kids are all in their... both boys in their 20s now. We never had a anniversary. We were putting together,
right,
like, you know, Hot Wheel toys and, you know...
Isn't it time now for you to go on some kind of cruise one of these Christmases?
Next year, it will be 30 years.
You need to do something.
Yeah, we're going to do something. You know, if I don't kill him... No, I didn't say that. Violence, I am against it. Please, everyone...
Marriages. We all go through something.
You all go through something. Yes, I am anti-violence. Thank you very much. But for all of you who have been married, you understand.
Yes.
But he is an amazing, amazing man, and I am very blessed.
He loves you.
Yeah, I love him too. All right.
So,
okay.
All right. So.
So we talked about, you know, it's been such an amazing year this year, 2012. We lost one of the greats. You know, one of I think the singers of last in this century. And she will be forever remembered as being one of the greats. You know, she comes from a legacy of greatness. And she brought so much joy to so many people with her unprecedented voice. So we will have Whitney Houston singing, "Do You Hear What I Hear?"
I love this voice.
Me too.
Merry Christmas, everyone, and a healthy and happy New Year to you all.
said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song high above the tree, with a voice as ding as the sweet air, with a voice as big as the sea. Shepherd boy to the mighty king. Do you know what I know? In your palace, warm and mighty king. Do you know what I know?
But the wonderful thing is the legacy of that voice will never leave us. That's the beauty of recording.
Yes, true.
You know, we will always hear that. Another one gone too soon. And do you hear what I hear? I feel she takes me to church.
All the time.
You know, she just takes me to church.
You know, it made me think of something about when you said takes me to church. Mm-hmm. When you think of all the, somebody once said, you might have once said this to me first, that there's an Aretha in every church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
I did say. I mean, I don't care on the street corner, your storefront church, your church with five members. There's somebody who can sing beyond singing. So that's why, you know, I never get a big ego because I know I'm blessed with what I can do. But let me tell you. And let me tell you what else, singing on Morgan's choir. That's another very humbling.
You sang on Morgan's choir.
I did sing on Morgan's choir for a few years while I was attending Morgan. And that is such a humbling experience. And I was so blessed to, you know, sing under Nathan Carter.
Oh, my God, yes.
Who was a pure
amazing
genius.
Man.
Scary. No, no. But, no, he was an absolute genius. And it taught me discipline. You know, it taught me to appreciate music. It taught me to be serious about it. You know, even though my degree was in political science and economics, I was a music minor and I was always there and I learned so much. And still some of my best friends I met on that choir, you know, 20 years later.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I am a Baltimorean through and through. And a lot of people don't realize that because I travel so much, but I am a home girl. I grew up in Baltimore. I grew up in Northwood. I even went to school in Baltimore. I went to Mercy High School, Morgan State University.
And you weren't Catholic?
I wasn't Catholic, but I sang for Mass, you know, but I love the nuns. A shout out to Mercy. They're wonderful. That was an excellent education. I really just recommend it to anyone. I mean, I really was so prepared when I went to college. It was a great experience.
Yeah.
It was wonderful not trying to figure out what I had to wear the next day.
Uniforms.
You know, we would push our skirts up. Nuns don't listen. We would push our skirts up.
Yes, you would. I know that.
And then we would, when we get to school, we unroll them. Because, you know, they make us stand up and do the knee check.
Right.
Okay.
When I was in high school, it was the Catholic school girls on the bus. And those boys in the back of the bus. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. We were about Calvert Hall.
Which is all boys, you know.
Oh, okay. Got it. See, Mercy at Calvert Hall when I was younger, it was the thing, mm-hmm. you know. And I had a car, so a bunch of us would just jump in the car and go to Calvert Hall games and roll our skirts up. Oh, that's terrible. Don't listen to them. But, you know, I think Baltimore, we really should talk about the arts just having an amazing renaissance here in Baltimore.
Yes.
I'm on the advisory board of Baltimore Arts Plus Justice. The Greater Baltimore Cultural Alliance is really working so hard to do to bring arts to everyone. I started Baltimore Voices for young people who don't have arts in the schools where, you know, we sing, we have a choir. And we're right now at Franklin Square Elementary Middle School. We're going to take these babies to Scotland next year so they can
sing.
When
is that going to happen?
In July.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on Begging for Money.
Hey.
But Baltimore really is, with Station North and so many other places, really experiencing a renaissance. And I think we should definitely support our local artists.
So little birdies told me that we're about to hear Kirk Franklin. So that what's coming
That's
next?
That's my man. That birdie was talking to you right, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kirk Franklin is going to sing an old one, Come All Ye Faithful.
The choir.
One of my favorite ones. Mm. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Oh,
Mm-mm.
Kirk Franklin. Another one who has been pivotal in gospel music.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. Especially, he's really taken it to a more contemporary. He mixes in the old with the new. And it really has great, great success doing so. I love his music. And so now, speaking of the old and the new.
Who do you have?
My absolute favorite singer of all time.
Mahalia Jackson. I knew you were going to say
that. That's right. Singing Silent Night.
Oh, no, I love this.
Oh, me too.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm and and a virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep.
No one like her.
No. Not before or since.
Not before or since.
Mm.
No one. She inspires me like no one else. And her name is known all over the world, even in Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll ask, you know, do you sing Mahalia?
You
and
do.
I say, I'll sing Mahalia
you
for
you.
You
did that one woman Mahalia Jackson show.
Yeah.
I remember that very well, that when you did that.
Yeah, we're thinking about doing that again here in Baltimore. So
that was amazing.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. For me, it just meant everything, you know. My father loved Mahalia Jackson so much, and I wasn't yet smart enough to realize her greatness when I heard her voice booming up from the basement. You know, he had his little man cave down.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it was.
That's what we do.
That's what you do. That's what
I
you
have one
do.
Too now.
Everybody, it is so. I'm telling you, I've traveled all over the world, and you guys do the same thing.
Have that
you
man
know when
cave.
You park, how you have to do the cup, use your hands, right? So the park. It's like, wait, I know how to park. I've been driving 25 years. I don't need your help to get me in there. Every man in every country gets out the car and says, come on back. Come on back. But his hands is like, turn. Like, I know what to do. It's so funny. That's why I say, you know, I'm so blessed to have a chance to travel, because if we just knew how much we were alike, you know, we would, when we become human to each other.
Yes.
That's when we stop hating each
that's
other.
Right. That's right.
And we cannot become human to each other until we know each other.
Right. 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 Look.
So that's why I want these babies who some haven't even gone on the other side of Baltimore to experience the world, to experience different people. So they know that they are somebody, like Jesse Jackson said. But, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, and we're all in this thing together.
Yes, we are.
Amen to that.
And we have to learn how to live our lives that way and to really bring this kind of idea of peace and understanding across right. to everybody. People think it's like touchy-feely and silly,
but it's not.
It's what we have to do if we're going to survive.
Exactly. You have to walk with it. I mean, this is not partisan. This is not partisan. Hope, peace, justice, that's not partisan. That's right. It's the right thing to do as human beings for each other. Until that's what we need to learn. And as you know what, Mark, as we've been doing this a long time, it's really the walk that you walk.
Right.
It's not what you say. It's what you do that proves that other people say, wait, I can do that too. Or I should be walking like this. We need to live and breathe peace and justice, not just talk about it. Can I get an amen?
Amen, sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You got that.
All right. Next yes. we have, okay, an African-American community. I mean, I have to play this every year because we don't think it's Christmas until we hear Donny Hathaway sing this
yes.
song. This is the official, oh, yeah, it's Christmas song. While they're making those sweet potatoes and macaroni and cheese and rolls, Donny Hathaway's This Christmas.
Go ahead.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Special Christmas for me. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas. And as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
There you go.
You play that every year. You know that?
That's right.
Have to.
Every year.
Have to.
For the last 15 or so, whatever it's been.
I know.
That's right. Well, Mark, it has been an absolute fantastic times with you.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, I'm hanging out with Mark Steiner.
Merry Christmas, Leah Gilmore.
Merry Christmas, honey. Happy Hanukkah.
All that. All of it.
Have a great Kwanzaa.
New Year's coming up.
Yeah, that's right. I hope everyone enjoyed the winter solstice.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, yes. And
Very special, my Valerie.
Oh, yeah.
The solstice.
Very special to a lot of my friends as well, you know. Okay.
Yes.
To my David, he doesn't even know what it is. But it's okay. We thank the universe and the creator for everything.
We want to wish Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out there listening to us right now.
Oh, yeah. Let us go out with So This Is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Leah.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you,
Christmas.
Too.
And what have you done? Another year over. The new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good
Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Stephanie Mavronis, and Mark Fennery. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts for WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.